The purchase of an ad and a souvenir book for the Democratic Black Caucus's King Kennedy Scholarship Dinner is being described by some legislators as an illegal political contribution. It's a characterization the director of the state's Fair Housing Commission, Carol Johnson, told lawmakers she rejects. Johnson would not share her thoughts with reporters after the meeting.
Again, I think I'm going to reserve my comments. I don't know if anybody else wants to comment on it, but I think I need to reserve my comments for the legislative body until this is over with.
But Johnson did tell the Legislative Joint Auditing Committee on state agencies that the Housing Commission would no longer purchase advertisements and publications related to political parties. While future ad purchases may be agreeable to legislators, the committee is pursuing accountability for the 2012 ad purchase. Chair Nate Bell, a state representative from MENA.
There's possibility of some civil action for recovery and that type of thing if they choose to go forward. But, you know, one thing I want to make clear is we're not the executive branch. We're not responsible for enforcing the law. We serve as a referral entity in this instance, and we'll refer what we believe is inappropriate and let the appropriate people make that decision.
The committee voted to recommend the full Joint Auditing Committee meet to request that the Attorney General's office review the matter. Johnson argued the advertisement informed a historically discriminated against protected class about the services of the Fair Housing Commission. Representative Bell said regardless of intent and legality, the cost of the ad itself is a reason for concern. The audit revealed another state organization, the Black History Commission, purchased an ad for only $150.
This ad cost $1,500. So, you know, clearly an ad that costs 10 times what a comparable ad does should be cause for concern that there's something more to it than just purchasing an ad.
Rizelle Aaron, the vice president of the Arkansas Democratic Black Caucus, said the higher price is not tantamount to an intentional contribution, but instead a sign of salesmanship.
There are a number of members of the Black Caucus that are making phone calls to sell ads. The highest amount is usually the amount that they give or ask for from any department of, salesmanship. And if somebody agrees to pay that amount, then there's no more discussion.
The Attorney General previously provided the Audit Committee with a non-binding opinion, arguing that the ad purchase, which contains the line, quote, applauding the efforts of the Black Caucus, is a violation of the state's laws. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.